Next, on this President's Day, our own Rene Montaigne conjures up Abraham Lincoln. Not the way we usually see him in museums or on our money, but in a less presidential pose, with earbuds.
Yes, if Abraham Lincoln could have had an iPod, what would have been on it? Not perhaps the most burning question that's ever been asked about Lincoln, but when I put it to our classical music commentator Miles Hoffman, he certainly took it seriously. Turns out a fair amount is known about the 16th president's taste in music. For starters, says Miles, Lincoln would have enjoyed a night at the opera.
He apparently went to many operas. He even got in trouble during the Civil War. People took him to task for going to the opera during the war. But one of the things he said was, "The truth is, I must have a change of some sort or die." We know that Lincoln liked the opera Martha or Marta by Friedrich von Flotow. He had it performed as part of the festivities for his second inaugural. Martha is not performed very often now. It's mainly known for one very, very beautiful aria where the character Lionel, the male romantic lead, sings a beautiful love song to the title character, Martha.
Lovely.
Isn't that gorgeous? Yeah, that's Fritz Wunderlich singing, by the way, one of the great tenors of the 20th century. We also know, by the way, that 1 month before he died, on March 15th, 1865, he was at the National Theater in Washington to see a performance of Mozart's Magic Flute.
During his period, the 1860s, that was the romantic period in Europe.
Yes, and actually, it's funny you should mention that, Renee, because I always get a kick out of this. Lincoln was born in 1809, so we're celebrating his bicentenary. We're also celebrating the bicentenary of Felix Mendelssohn, who was also born in 1809. Robert Schumann was born in 1810. Chopin was born in 1810. Berlioz had been born in 1803. Wagner was born in 1813. So the lifetimes of these great romantic European composers, this tremendously important period in European Western musical history, really directly coincides with Lincoln's lifetime. Now, there is a kind of, I guess you could call him a crossover artist who is a big favorite of Lincoln, and that was Louis Moreau Gottschalk. Gottschalk was born in New Orleans. He was a virtuoso pianist, a very interesting composer.
So an American and a Southerner by birth.
That's right, and somebody who supported the Union cause, which got him into a little bit of trouble back home in New Orleans, I suppose, but Lincoln liked him a lot. And as a matter of fact, one of Gottschalk's famous pieces was called Union, which was a fantasy on patriotic airs. And when you listen to the beginning of the piece, it sounds like any flashy 19th century virtuoso piano piece. You might think you were about to hear something by Franz Liszt, but then he breaks into the tunes that we all know and treats them in his own very Gottschalk way.
That is a very cool version
isn't that delightful?
Of Yankee Doodle.
But don't try it at home, Renee. I mean, you really have to be able to play the piano to play these things.
But part and parcel of this is we know Lincoln liked a popular song.
Well, that's if you read the various accounts of Lincoln's tastes in music, he must have had, first of all, he would have needed a lot of memory on his iPod because he loved all sorts of music, very eclectic tastes. Apparently, his favorite kind of music was popular music, sentimental ballads. He would have loved, for example, the songs of Stephen Foster, songs like Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. And one of the songs that was apparently one of his favorites was an old Scottish ballad called Annie Laurie.
Her brow is like the snowdrift, her throat is like the swan. And her face, it is the fairest that e'er the sun shone on.
By the way, that's a beautiful version. The singer's name is Doug Green.
That e'er the sun shone on, and dark blue is her eve, and for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I'd lay me doon and dee.
the lyrics aren't sad. It's just the tone. Yeah, exactly. The singer talks about Annie Laurie has a beautiful brow and beautiful back and beautiful breasts, and I'm madly in love with her, and I would lay down and die for her. But he doesn't actually die in the song, so that's the good news.
What else when it came to popular music?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the funniest things when you read about Lincoln's taste in music is that one of his all-time favorite songs was...
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Now, Dixie had been already a popular song before the Civil War. It came out of a minstrel show. And Lincoln was quoted once as saying, I have always thought Dixie one of the best tunes I have ever heard.
And he didn't hold it against the South.
Not only didn't he hold it against the South, but after the war, he is reported to have said, and I quote, that tune is now federal property, and it is good to show the rebels that with us in power, they will be free to hear it again.
What a thought. Dixie on Abraham Lincoln's iPod.
Number one, probably, on his iPod.
Miles, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Miles Hoffman is violist of the American Chamber Players and dean of the Petrie School of Music at Converse College in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Where Dixie, I have to say, is still a very popular tune.
And for those of you who on this President's Day feel we left George Washington in the dust, we cannot tell a lie. We did.
But don't despair, because we did not neglect our first president on our website. You can hear Renee and Miles talk about some of the music that George Washington heard. And, of course, you'll also find a list of the songs you heard in this story. It's all at npr.org/music. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.